Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, good afternoon. Today is the seventh day of my Women in Business International Women's Day Telesummit. I want to say welcome to the show, to this segment of the show. And what we are looking at today is, you know, trying to draw a conclusion in terms of how all the various issues that we have addressed during the course of this telesummit, how do they intersect? And some of those issues that we addressed were personal development and social relationships, and how important is mental health and physical wellness important, and the psychology behind achieving a life of abundance, and the role of money and its significance to abundant living. And yesterday we looked at the importance of spirituality and its significance to abundant living. So today what I would like to look at and to draw a conclusion on is, how do all of these intersect, or do they intersect, so that we can achieve abundant living? And today I have my guests, and I have four ladies joining me, and I want to say good day and thanks for joining me.
You're welcome. It's good to be here.
Yeah, thank you for having us on the panel.
Okay, we will go in a while. I have four people, Evelyn, just joining me. And the issue is, how do all of the things that we spoke about, how do they intersect? Or do they intersect in order for us to live a life of abundance? And I will start again with April, and then I can have Pat, followed by Lynn, followed by Deborah.
Well, everything that we discussed throughout the duration of the week does intersect with each other, because everything is like a big old like stew, and everything that we talked about, from time management, from spirituality, money management, and self-development, all of those are specific ingredients that you put in your stew to allow you to become and live an abundant life. So they all do play an intricate part in your success. It's just you dissecting each one and playing and using them each part at a time.
Thank you, April. And can I hear Pat?
Yes, I agree with April. I think a stew is a really good visual image of all of that. I think that all the topics that we have discussed based around the concept of abundance are like the facets of a diamond. Each stands on its own, each contributes to the whole, and each one aggrandizes a complete accomplishment of abundance for each one of us individually. I think that based on the idea of infinity, which is something we really didn't talk about, but that allows us to explore the idea of abundance or good without end forever. And that's exciting to me. It's the better part of wisdom to research, to investigate, to talk about, and to learn from listening to others in order to gain the fullness of understanding about abundance.
Thank you, Pat. And can I hear Lynn?
Yes, hello. Thank you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Great, thank you. I love the stew image and the facets of a diamond. It, for me, the thinking around abundance and all of the elements that you've brought in, Dr. Cottle, from self-development, self-love, money, relationship, spirituality, all of it is part of the 360-degree view of abundance. You know, we spoke in one of the sessions, and I'm so grateful that all of the ladies put drops of love and information into the stew that basically said that it all has to come together, that wealth and abundance isn't just about money. It isn't just about relationships. As a matter of fact, it is about balancing all of these things together. And, I mean, if you know the facets of a diamond, it takes pressure to create the brilliance of a diamond. And we as women, I think, really fare very well under the pressure of womanhood to become the brilliant gems that we are. And when we don't think of ourselves like that, we're missing one of the facets of the beautiful diamonds. We're missing one of the key ingredients in the stew. So, yes, they all intersect and they all are key ingredients.
Thank you, Lynn. And can I hear Deborah?
I love the stew analogy, too. That was so perfect. And the diamond as well. And I agree with everything everybody said, but I want to just add one thing. Nobody's stew is ever the same. Every recipe is different, and it turns out differently every time you make it. And so what? And if some people's stew tastes better to you than others, and the point I'm trying to make is it's all so individual. It all of the things have to be, all the ingredients have to be mixed the way that you want it to taste, the way that's going to be best for you to achieve your goals, your abundant thinking, your everything, and all the spirituality, the everything has to come together for you, only for you. And I think that is so important, and we cannot tell somebody else that their stew doesn't taste good to us because maybe it's delicious to them. Everybody's stew is their own. So that's the only thing I want to add.
Well, ladies, I wanted to thank you for your response to that question. Great response. And I'd like to take this time to welcome my audience. I want to say thanks for listening in, and you can always call into the show with the number 917-889-8229 to ask a question or to share your point of view. Well, ladies, I think the question has been answered, and very, very, you know, very deep responses, I think, to the question. Yes, we learned that it's a balance between all of them. We also know that in making the stew, or being, you know, being a diamond, all facets, all of them are needed or required so that we can forge a life of abundant living. But Pat, you mentioned the issue of infinity, and it was not addressed in the telesummit. Do you want to elaborate on how infinity plays an important role in the acquisition of abundant living? And if any of you ladies can also participate in that and, you know, share your thoughts on that, I would love it. So I'd love to hear you, Pat. Can you talk about it in terms of infinity?
I think that abundance is limitless. There is no end to it. And I think that that's based on the concept of goodness that each of us is inside individually. You are that goodness. You are infinity. You are limitless. And the more you learn about abundance and hook it into that idea, there is so much to look forward to that is unimaginable to you right now. It is good without end.
Okay, thank you, Pat. And can I hear any of your other ladies? Let's say, can I hear April? Do you have any thing you would like to share on the topic of infinity?
Well, infinity reminds me of legacy. And something that my mentor always shared with me is the fact that any time that you're dealing with abundance, you want to have a legacy of abundance, and you want to have your legacy of abundance last for at least 10 generations. When you have an abundance, you have a legacy of abundance, it lets your family know that not only are you breaking any type of curses that it could be put on your family, but however, you're setting up a everlasting overflow of financial increase. You're setting up an overflow of abundance for your family, and you're also giving each generation a choice. You never know what your abundance can do with your family, but also what it can impact in the world. So it's always essential to not only think about yourself, but also think about your legacy in 8 to 10 generations down the road. And as you continue to do that, it's always great to just think about them, because life is not just about you. It's about your legacy. So what are you going to leave here when you're gone? So even while you're gone, you can still be living a life of abundance, because your legacy is always going to be here.
Thank you, April, for your response. And can I hear Lynn?
Yes, thank you. I love the thinking around infinity. And Pat, thank you for bringing that up, because I truly believe as well that abundance is limitless. And the thing that I equate it to is love. You know, there are so many people that have left us legacies of books of their beings. You know, Nelson Mandela left us who he was and the things that he stood for, as did Martin Luther King and Maya Angelou and so many others. And their legacy truly was, first and foremost, a legacy of love. And when I think of infinity, I think of something that is limitless, and that is, in fact, abundance, which abundance to me is love. And most people think of legacy as being around money, being around something tangible, and it truly is. However, what is the underlying goal of legacy but to show that you loved so far beyond who you were and what it was that you were doing for self, that you could do more so that others would benefit as well? And that truly to me is a testament of love. So infinity equals love for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Lynn. And can I hear Deborah's take on the question?
That I love both of those things, because as we leave our families, we should leave them in abundance. You know, when I think of the legacy that my parents left me, it's one of that I appreciate very much, and I hope that I can in turn leave that to my family. And abundance, it's such a tricky thing, because it's so much more than it really sounds like. To live an abundant life is to be wealthy in every facet, every area of your life. And if we could leave that legacy to our children, as was mentioned earlier, to our families, how rich would we leave them spiritually, emotionally, everything? I think that's beautiful. And the fact that it then could become infinite is even more beautiful. So thank you, ladies, for that fresh insight. I never thought of it like that.
Well, ladies, I want to say thank you. I think we have basically bring together all of the various tenets of abundance living together, and we have shown how they have to come together. They have to balance in order for us or anyone seeking to attain a life of abundance. Now, we have a lot of time to our to this program, to this segment. And so my question now, I'm just opening up the floor for you guys to share with our audience what advice or what else do you want to say to them regarding living a life of abundance or getting there.
Well, this is Apriya.
Sure.
I would definitely say abundance is a progress, is a process, and no matter, and everybody's process will look different from yours. So no matter where you are, just know that you can just start. Your start may not be perfect, but it's always important that you finish, because in the midst of you finishing, the person that you grow into becoming will not only be powerful, but the lives that you impact along the way will change a nation. So enjoy your process, but know that there's no success without progress. And don't compare yourself to nobody else, and define your version of success, your version of abundance, your version of what you want to do and what you want to achieve, and stick with it. Don't have anybody sway you. Just be confident in your abilities, your gifts, your talents, and know that if you work all the ingredients in your stew, it will taste perfect just for you.
Thank you, April. And can I have part?
Yes. I don't have a whole lot to say, believe it or not, but I just wanted to tell you one thing that happened to me this week while I was participating in this conference. I've had abundance on my mind all week, haven't I? I mean, I had to. And so, you know, the law works, you guys, because what you think is what you get. I got 4 new jobs this week in my entrepreneurial business, books to write, articles
wow.
to edit, and I was given a job to write a series of e-books, and it was like, holy smokes, there's abundance happening in my life because I chose to think about it. So I encourage you all.
Perception.
Oh, thank you. I love that, Pat. The fact that we are putting ourselves in that space and watching the miracles happen, the laws of the universe are fully in effect. And I would just like to say something to encourage women in business. You know, we're a community of women who've had various experiences, and what Apriya and Pat have just shared is just a piece of it. And I would just like to say, you know, when you think of abundance, it's not a place, and honestly, it's not a thing. It's a who you are. It's what you believe in your heart. And I would say rise up to stand in your abundant self. Meet every challenge that comes before you. Move the mountains. Go through them, up, over them, around them, or under them. Dance in the rain. Live your legacy. Live your legacy. Be strong. Be wise. Be ready for everything that's going to come to you in life, the good and the bad, because you can handle it. And you have a birthright to be wealthy, to live your abundant self, to be wealthy in love, in health, in money, in friendship, and more. And rise up. Stand in the light of the abundance of who you are and watch some awesome things happen around you.
That's wonderful.
Thank you, Lynn. And can I have Deborah's? What advice will you give?
I give all the advice that the women said before me, and what a wonderful group of women. I so appreciated you doing this, Dr. Cottle, and introducing me to these wonderful women. And the only thing I have to say to add to everything that they said is to remember to stay true to yourself, to be unique unto yourself, because you are meant for greater things. We all are. That's why we're here. And if you are true to yourself and what you believe, you'll realize your purpose and therefore be abundant. Let it encompass every facet of your life and stir that stew and add stuff and take stuff out and just always be you and always be happy, and you'll be abundant.
Thank you. And, well, I think we have basically covered the concept that we have looked at and, you know, bring it together today as a framework for looking at, you know, in terms of achieving abundant living. And I want to, again, call on my audience out there, call in, ask a question, and share or share your point of view. And ladies, I appreciate your feedback. And Lynn was not with us yesterday, and so, Lynn, I'm directing this question to you. I like, you know, can you share, you know, your feedback regarding the tele-summit, this week-long tele-summit? What's your thoughts on it? What you find about it? And lastly, how you think it will be of benefit to women listening in on this tele-summit?
Oh, my gosh. Dr. Cottle, I just want to say thank you for doing this, because with us being in National Women's Month, drawing attention to who we are, what we can do to support each other, it's key. It's a key element to how successful women are, especially women in business. You know, one of the things that I am acutely aware of, and partly what got me started in business, was the fact that 5 times more businesses are started by women than men, and 95% of them fail within the first 5 years of existence. And actually, the bigger statistic is within the first 3 years of existence. And that, I do believe, is because women do not plug into things like this summit that can help them to see beyond the limitations of having to do things by yourself, on your own. There are communities that you can be a part of, and Women in Business, Women in Business Radio, is one of the more engaging spaces that I've seen that you can participate in and expect some of that personal growth and the 360 degrees of development of self, because the bottom line is, your business grows at the speed of which you grow as a human being. And women tend to look at business as something to be timid about. It's going to happen to me the way that it's going to happen, versus you being the cause rather than the effect. And you do that by understanding a lot of what we talked about and having this abundant mentality, this knowing you are the signature self, you are your signature self, and your signature fingerprint is off. You also have a signature heartbeat. Bring your heart into it, and you will find the courage to connect, collaborate, create, and commit to the bigger picture, to standing in the light and being a bigger difference in the world. So, Dr. Cottle, from my standpoint, the summit has just been an amazing addition to what women need, women in business need, and a beautiful example of what is possible. So thank you again for doing this.
Well, thanks, Lynn, for your feedback. And before closing, does anybody else want to say anything?
Well, I will. This is Pat. I think that the summit has addressed an essential element toward understanding life by choosing this abundance topic. And it would serve folks who missed some of the calls to go back and listen in and broaden your understanding, because you will increase your enjoyment of the life experiment if you do that. And it's amazing to me the depth of knowledge of the speakers here, the topic of abundance that was covered, and the contributions were just phenomenal. So gathering so much into one half of an hour is a wealth of abundance in itself.
Yes, it is. Great. Okay.
Ipria, do you want to say anything else?
Oh, sure. I can definitely say, first and foremost, Asakado, thank you for the opportunity to just be able to sit on a very rich platform with other really wise and knowledgeable speakers, and just coming from all different walks of life. And my main thing I wanted to point out is the fact that it's very important that as women in business and entrepreneurs from all walks of life, you never quit learning and never look at just a call or something just to walk by, because you never know what they could share with you to be a breakthrough in your business. So to have a call like this and to have a telesummit like this is very enriching, enlightening, but also can be empowering at the same time. I know I have, for me, I've received so much breakthrough just by being on the summit myself, but also listening to the wisdom and the words of other women who are in business, because their journey may be different, but their trials and tribulations could be the same. It's a little bit different. So don't quit learning, but definitely always plug into anything that is going to give you some form of education, because entrepreneurs are always, forever a student.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, Priya. And Deborah, do you have anything you want to say?
No, I really don't have anything to add, but I agree with everybody. And thank you, Dr. Cottle, for being so dedicated to women. I really can't tell you how much I appreciate your efforts in putting this on and the platform that you provide for everybody, for all female entrepreneurs. It's been very nice. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Deborah. And I want to say, ladies, thanks overall for being here. I appreciate your dedication and commitment to today's the 7 day. Tomorrow I will end, and I'll do the summary tomorrow. So I can do that alone. And so I want to say I'm really thankful and grateful for your appearance on this Tele Summit, for sharing your knowledge, for sharing your lived experiences, for sharing your thoughts and your perception of things, and for creating such a large volume of information in one place where listeners or audience can enter even in archive to gain an understanding of what is and how to live a life of abundance. And I truly believe that the information that we have generated here in this summit is indeed very informative, educational, inspirational, and empowering. And I think women who access this space and listen to these various segments of this Tele Summit will really be able to take their lives and move their lives forward to obtain a life of abundance. So I want to say to my listeners, thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy it. And ladies, again, I want to say thank you for your dedication, thanks for your commitment, and thanks for sharing and for creating this learning space into what it is. And really appreciate you and love you guys for being part of this.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Thank you very much,
Dr. Pottle.
Yes, thanks for inviting.
You're welcome.